So Charles Parks was rooted in Delaware and the Brandywine River, right?
Correct.
And he was known as the Delaware sculptor.
Yes, he was.
What about him made him so rooted into the Brandywine River and as the Delaware sculptor?
Well, he was an extremely skilled sculptor, and his works are all over the world. They're very well liked and loved. He was of the Wyeth School. They were very exact duplicates of the person or the horse or the symbol that he was creating. But he was also very fanciful. He did mermaids and stars and octopus. He was varied in his choice of subjects, and people just loved his work. As I say, it's all over Delaware. There's some 27 pieces out in Delaware on display, and many, many collections.
And as you say, he was pretty world-renowned as a sculptor. And he
was indeed. There's a garden, a sculpture garden down in South Carolina that has, 5 to 10 of his works.
So he could have had chances to go to the avant-garde European galleries or have a place in New York City, but he chose to stay around the Brandywine River and to stay around Delaware.
He did, and he loved the river. If you remember, he had a studio that overlooked the Brandywine River, and his home was right underneath the studio with great big windows watching the river go by.
So he is known as the sculptor of Delaware, but why collect his works into the volume Charles Parks, the Man Behind the Art, now?
No definitive biography had been written about him, and we felt he was a very important person. His collection of art, of sculpture, is now in the home of the state of Delaware. The state owns all his works. And we wanted to do a great, big, beautiful book about him and his works, and that's what we've produced.
So what kind of man was Charles Parks behind his sculptures?
Oh, he was a fascinating man, a very thoughtful, kind, loving man. He opened his studio to everybody. If somebody walked up the door, he'd invite them in and talk about his work and talk about their life. A very thoughtful man.
And what are some things that we're going to learn about in this new biography? What are some things that people may not know about Charles Parks?
Well, as I said, just how thoughtful he was. It's a reproduction of 270 pictures of his work, and they're beautifully photographed by Kevin Fleming, who's an excellent artist. And Pam George has written the script of the book. A lot of it is how he got his inspiration to do a certain pose or to do a certain kind of animal. I think they'll learn that Charles was a very thoughtful man, and as I say, a very open, loving man.
And the state now owns nearly 300 of his pieces. Do you have a few? Do you have a few that are your favorites?
Oh yes, I can tell you, because one of them sits here in my house. My husband Russell Peterson, who is the former governor, has several sculptures of himself done by Charles. And I said, now it's my turn, Russell, and I have about a 4-foot seated sculpture of myself and my dog in bronze. And that sits in my house, and that's my favorite.
So is it a little odd walking downstairs and, oh, wow, you're there in bronze?
No, I've gotten used to it. It's a beautiful sculpture. All of his pieces are. He tried to say and show the soul of people. That was one of his big feelings, to show the soul of the object that he was sculpting. And he took many, many pictures of me. He took had me do sittings of it for the sculpture. So he put a great deal of care and thought into his work.
And what was the dog's name in the sculpture?
Oh, dog's name was Casey, Golden Retriever.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And he's sitting by my side. I'm patting him.
Is Casey still with us?
No, Casey's gone. I have another replacement now.
Well, it must be nice to be able to see Casey. They're as bold as bronze, literally as bold as bronze.
That's a good point. Yes, it is fun to see him. He was a loving dog done by a loving sculptor. How about that?
And it sounds like Mr. Parks really did love Delaware.
He did. His home was here. He and Inga Parks, his wife, just were very much a part of Wilmington and Delaware. He opened a studio, as I said, to many groups to come in and have a look there and have a talk by Charles. He was very much a part of the surroundings.